There was a media release from Digital Banking at FNB today saying, watch out, as people look for diversity in working spaces from their normal work-from-home routine while still under the lockdown, i.e. coffee shops, the use of free public Wi-Fi networks and hotspots in these public places calls for caution when accessing your banking or managing finances on laptops or mobile devices. And I read that and I thought, how much of a risk is that? I mean, it's a while ago, it doesn't appear that that much anymore in thriller fiction, but it was a staple of thriller fiction that the bad guy would go into a place like a coffee shop and he would steal somebody else's Wi-Fi and then use that Wi-Fi to plot the end of the world. Kate Thompson-Davey is a tech writer and columnist for Business Day. Kate, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
How much of a risk is it to do my banking in an area with public Wi-Fi?
Still quite a risk. I think that the security things that make headlines these days tend to be the big corporate hacks and the stealing of customer data. But if you're using public Wi-Fi, you're definitely vulnerable to what we call threat actors.
Okay, so there are people who are sitting there, and how... So I'm sitting in that corner and somebody with bad intent is sitting in another corner. How do they know that I am on my Nedbank banking site and I am about to open it up so I can transfer some money and pay some accounts?
Sure. Well, there are sort of two different types of public Wi-Fi that we talk about. The one is legitimate network, so that would be the one that your coffee shop provides, or the airport, for example. The problem there is that someone, if that isn't very well secured, a hacker or a threat actor could intercept the information going from your device to the network connection point. And so that if that's not encrypted and secured, they can see things like every keystroke that you enter or your personal information.
Sorry, before you go on to the second one, so they sit there and people come in and out of the coffee shop and they keep topping up their latte. And as somebody comes in and opens a laptop or opens a smartphone, they what? See what I'm doing? How do they know that I am not WhatsApping my mother? How do they know that I'm on my banking site?
So sometimes they are actually sitting there, but mostly that's a tech intervention that they have previously put in place on the network and perhaps hasn't been discovered by the provider of that network.
And that thing that they've put into the network alerts them to the fact that somebody is about to go onto a banking site.
Well, it sits there passively all the time,
yeah,
and it collects data about you, and then they would either, I suppose some people would go through it manually, but a lot of people are just using analysis tools to pick up what they need or scrape what they need from the data feed that they're getting.
Okay, and the second way?
The second one is what we call spoofed Wi-Fi or rogue hotspot, and that tends to be something that looks like a public Wi-Fi connection that you would trust but isn't. So, for example, you might be meaning to log on to CPT Airport Wi-Fi, and instead you click on CPT Airport _ Wi-Fi. And something as little as that in naming the network confuses a lot of people and actually lets them use a hacker or threat actor's own connection. They're still online, they're still doing the things, they don't know anything's wrong, but they're feeding their information directly into the hands of a bad guy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I've ever done any banking on Wi-Fi unless it's my Wi-Fi at home. Is my Wi-Fi at home at similar risk?
Not to the same degree. So all connections have a level of risk, but it would be of low value for someone to target individual home Wi-Fi. It does happen, but you're much more likely to get the volume you need and the various access points you need if you're working on something like Cape Town Airport Wi-Fi or a popular coffee shop.
Okay, so I don't know if anybody does do banking on Wi-Fi, but if they do, they should stop.
No, they can do it, but they must be sure that they have done the best to protect themselves. So that is things like a VPN network, which you can install via an app on your phone, or you subscribe to a VPN network and install that on your computer. That is called that's a virtual private network, and essentially that hides all of the information that you're sending out into the world. It can't be intercepted in the way that, or it can't be unencrypted in the way that you would want. You can also look for HTTPS, which is different from the HTTP websites.
If they got the S, they're safer.
Yeah, they are safer. I, for example, have a extension on my Chrome browser that actually converts all the addresses I go to an HTTPS, rather.
Kate, we have to leave it there. We're already late for news, but I learned a lot from that. Thank you very much indeed. Kate Thompson-Davey, tech writer and columnist for Business Day.